This is Chairman Del Dio dictating an attorney letter to two attorneys, Teresa Todd, attorney at law, as well as Ken Hyder, attorney at law, address on file. Dear counselors, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Dacia Shellman, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is Dacia, D-A-C-I-A. Last name is Shellman, S-H-E-L-M-A-N. On August 8, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 52-year-old female, height 5'2", weight 185 pounds, period. She sustained a work-related injury on or about May 14th of 2022, period. This occurred at the DPW when she fell off a hot box as she was preparing asphalt for the truck, period. She fell on concrete and fell to the ground, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she did sustain injury, period. She continued to have problems referable to her right shoulder and right middle finger, period. She also sustained initial injury to the left elbow and left buttocks that has since resolved, period. Despite adequate treatment present day, she is still having pain and diminished range of motion in reference to her right shoulder, period. Despite the fact that she had surgery as a result of this, she still continues to have problems, period. New paragraph. The right shoulder pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is an intermittent type pain that is worse at night, period. The duration is approximately 6 hours per day, period. It is an aching and stabbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down her arm, period. She was told that she had a torn rotator cuff and had surgery in July of 2022, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that day she was seen at Concentra Clinic. She had x-rays and was referred to physical therapy. She did have approximately 3 sessions of physical therapy, but couldn't tolerate the pain, period. She was referred to another doctor in Concentra in Decatur, where she saw an orthopedic specialist. They had an MRI and had follow-up surgery in July of 2022 for a torn rotator cuff, period. She had follow-up physical therapy, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. She is having problems cutting grass, comma, washing herself, comma, reaching up, comma, washing her back, comma, mopping, comma, housework, comma, yard work, comma, sports such as basketball and softball, comma, sex, comma, and sleep, period. New paragraph. Medications include hypertensive medications as well as lipid medicines, period. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicines, comma, stretching exercises, as well as cold therapy, period. Past medical history is positive for hypertension and hyperlipidemia, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history reveals rotator cuff tear July 7th, 2022, period. She has also had a history and a hernia repair in her abdomen, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic history reveals the patient has never injured her right shoulder in the past, period. The patient has not had prior work injuries, period. The patient has not had serious automobile accidents, only minor accidents, period. New paragraph. Her occupation is that of a CDL instructor, period. She can't drive a work semi-truck anymore, period. She can work full-time, but it has to be a sedentary, less physical job and cannot do hard labor as she could in the past, period. New paragraph. After review of the medical records and performing an IME, I have found that all her treatment as outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the work injury of May 14th, 2022 were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, August 8th, 2023, the patient's physical state was slightly obese, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the skin revealed a large horizontal lower abdominal scar due to hysterectomy surgery, period. There were several small abdominal scoping scars due to a hernia repair, period. Examination of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spines were unremarkable, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear. Abdominal examination was soft, slightly obese with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the left extremity was normal, including left shoulder, period. Examination of the right upper extremity revealed diffuse abnormalities of the right shoulder, period. There was diffuse diminished range of motion with flexion diminished by 32 degrees, comma, extension by 4 degrees, comma, adduction, ADD, adduction diminished by 14 degrees, comma, abduction, ABD, diminished by 36 degrees, comma, internal rotation diminished by 20 degrees, comma, and external rotation diminished by 22 degrees, period. Right shoulder strength was diminished, period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation of the right shoulder, period. There was crepitus on range of motion of the right shoulder, period. Neurological examination revealed reflexes normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I just want to comment on some of the pertinent studies. The state form of Indiana Workers' Compensation Board states 3% PPI of the upper extremity period. Office visit notes from Greenwood Orthopedics dated March 3rd, 2023 state a 52-year-old female who is following up status post right shoulder arthroscopy, rotator cuff repair, comma, performed on July 7th, 2022, period. Dacia presents with unchanged right shoulder pain, period. She reports intermittent sharp and stabbing pain in the interior aspect of her shoulder, period. She reports numbness, limited range of motion, and cannot reach above her head, period. On examination, they documented diminished range of motion, and on the skin of the right shoulder showed healed arthroscopic incisions. Their impression was rotator cuff tear on the right. Dacia returns to our clinic status post right shoulder arthroscopy, rotator cuff repair period. She continues to have slightly limited forward flexion and weakness with external rotation period. She has partial tearing of her rotator cuff repair, period. We discussed treatment options, which include continued conservative management versus surgical intervention, rotator cuff repair, period. She elected for conservative management, period. They gave her a PPI rating of 3% of the upper extremity or 2% of the whole person, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, right shoulder trauma, comma, strain, comma, rotator cuff tear resulting in surgical correction, period. Number two, right middle finger trauma right middle finger trauma and strain, period. Number 3, left elbow trauma and strain resolved. Number 4, left buttocks trauma resolved, period. The above 4 diagnoses are directly caused by the fall injury of May 14th, 2022, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering an impairment rating, period. I disagree with the impairment rating that was given earlier, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, referring you to Table 15-5, Class 1, the patient qualifies for a 13% upper extremity impairment on the right, which converts to an 8% whole body impairment, period. So the 13% upper extremity impairment converts to an 8% whole body impairment, period. The basis for this 13% right upper extremity impairment is strictly and totally a direct result of the fall of May 14th, 2022, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Ongoing over-the-counter anti-inflammatory and analgesic medications would cost $90 a month for the remainder of her life, period. Some injections in her right shoulder would cost approximately $2,000, period. As mentioned in the orthopedic notes that I documented earlier, they discussed a second surgical repair, and this should obviously be considered, period. Should this second surgery be rendered, estimated cost would be $100,000, period. This expense would be all-inclusive of hospital, comma, anesthesia, comma, surgeon, comma, and post-op physical therapy, period. As the patient ages, she will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in her right shoulder region, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.